负我们的痛苦，你为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪被压伤，你所受的刑罚使我们得平安，你所受的鞭伤使我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，偏行己路，耶和华神使我们众人的罪都归在你身上。当你为我们死在十字架上，我们才明白，原来亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候，那耶和华以勒神所预备的祭物代替以撒的羔羊，原来预表的是你。逾越节所杀的羊，血打在门楣上，使屋内的人避免死亡，那也是预表你。祭司将献祭的牲畜的血带入圣所，弹在至圣所幔子上，是预表你的死。牲畜的身子却要被烧在营外，乃是指着你在城外要为我们受十架之苦。千古以来诸多的预言预表，成为我们这必死之人得赎的盼望，这一切都是指着你。主，我们感谢你为我们所做的一切，在这纪念你受死的日子，愿我们也带着你的死，好叫你的复活也显在我们身上。愿我们陪你走一段苦路，好叫你的血常深印在我们心中。我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿们。今天是一个纪念，是一个死亡的日子，一个纪念死亡的日子，也是一个最奇怪的、最不可思议的。因着这个死亡，残酷的刑具变成了慈爱的象征，死亡的记号却成了盼望的记号。我们一起来敬拜我们的主，因为他是这样一位美丽的主。 一切的荣耀和赞美。我们每一个人的人生，如果这个世界是一个舞台，我们每个人的人生就是一出戏。这出戏由充满酸甜苦辣的一个一个小故事组成，可是到一个地步，你会觉得为什么这些小故事不 make any sense？ 为什么我要去经历这些酸甜苦辣？然而当你从圣经神创造救赎这个大的故事里头来看的时候，这一切就都有意义。那么我们这些已经信靠他的人，你是不是已经了解了所有你在主耶稣基督里头所能得到的恩惠，你在他里面所能带给你的盼望，你的生命是否丰丰富富的经历了他所要给你的丰富？来，我们一起用这首诗歌来帮助我们更加的理解耶稣他对于我们来说意味着什么，我们在他里面可以有何等样的丰富。 翰福音三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至赐下他的独生爱子，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
这样开始的，当下十二门徒里有一个称为加略人犹大的去见祭司长说，我把他交给你们，你们愿意给我多少钱？他们就给了他30块钱。从那时候他就找机会要把耶稣交给他们。
正吃的时候，耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要卖我了。他们就甚忧愁，一个一个地问他说，主，是我吗？耶稣回答说，同我沾手在盘祭的，就是他要卖我，正如经上所说，人子必要取食，正如经上所说，但卖人子的人有祸了。那人不生在世上倒好。卖耶稣的犹大问他说，拉比，是我吗？耶稣说，你说的是。
那卖耶稣的给了他们一个暗号，说，我与谁亲嘴，谁就是他，你们可以拿住他。犹大随即到耶稣跟前说，请拉比恩，就与他亲嘴。耶稣对他说，朋友，你来要做的事就做吧。于是那行人上前下手拿住耶稣。
钱的东西。想一想我们我们自己有，我们心中有多少的东西，多少的事情对我们来说是如此重要，以至于不得不把主耶稣的位置腾出来让给那些东西，比如说像我们的工作、我们的学习，或是我们的儿女，或是我们的爱好，或者是我们未来的配偶，甚至有时候就是房子和车子。我们或许常常会想说，主啊，等我办完这件事情，等我达到这个目的，我就来，我必要来亲近你。但是我们忙碌的事情一件接一件，真的，如果我们不悔改的话，可能我们永远也无法与神真正亲近。最近前一段时间，有一个我相识的人曾经鼓励我说，可以利用教会里面熟人的关系来做一些生意，并且他鼓励我说，这是一个双赢的一个生意。我这样做呢，实际上是在帮助别人。我当时就软弱，心里动摇，但是心里没有平安，所以我就去我就跟师母去谈，然后我又跟以前教会的姐妹谈，请他们为我祷告。我自己也为这个事情祷告，然后之后神放在我心里面一个很清楚的感受，就是说我在经历了神无条件的爱之后，我真的是不愿意为任何有条件的爱来委身。在路加福音记述到犹大卖主的这一段经历的时候，说撒旦进了犹大的心，犹大就去与祭司长商量要出卖耶稣。我们远离主是犹大最愿意是撒旦最愿意看到的事情，所以当我们灵里软弱的时候，很容易成为撒旦的工具。那我们应当怎么办呢？主耶稣在马太福音里面对门徒说，当警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。今天在纪念主耶稣受难的时候，我就特别想分享这一段与大家共勉。
兄弟姐妹们，大家晚上好。今天我想和大家回顾一下耶稣最后一天。谢谢。在科西玛尼园的一些经历。路加福音22章的39节到41节是这样记载的：耶稣出来，照常往橄榄山上去，门徒也跟随他。到了那地方，就对他们说：“你们要祷告，免得入了迷惑。”于是离开他们约有扔一块石头那么远，跪下祷告，说：“父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。”然后我们科西玛尼园呢，是耶稣最后受难前流泪祷告和被捕的园子，它位于耶路撒冷城外的橄榄山的半腰。耶稣在科西玛尼园的经过呢，在4个福音中都有记载。我们知道呢，耶稣当时只有33岁，然而就是在他这么年轻的时候，他就要承担天父的重担，面对死亡的阴影。那耶稣当时面对呢，是一种内心的试探，这个跟过去的外在的试探呢完全不同。在这种孤立无援的情况下呢，在这个最后的关头，他是最容易放弃十字架的。在他的祷告中呢，他就将这种试探的真实性说出来了。他是这样说的：求你叫这杯离开我。但他接着说：然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。这呢是一句胜利的宣言。在这个时候呢，耶稣战胜了心中最大的试探，也克服了他整个使命里头呢最难克服的难关。这时候在他面前呢就没有任何障碍，他的心里就只有十字架。在这个整个过程中的耶稣的心情是什么样呢？马太福音26章38节告诉我们，耶稣心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。路加福音也补充告诉我们，耶稣极其伤痛，汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。我们都知道耶稣虽然是神，但是他降世为人呢，也就成了完全的人。当他临近十字架，面对即将要受的苦难和死亡，他表现出对死亡的恐惧情绪，这是人性呢中很正常的一面。任何人碰到伤痛时，内心涌现不快呢、难过，和这都是很正常的感情流露。 我们知道信靠神不等于内心完全没有恐惧和忧伤。马可福音告诉我们耶稣是如何面对这最后最黑暗的日子，他仰伏在地上祷告，耶稣又去祷告。我们在这里清清楚楚地看到，祷告不是只有感恩没有挣扎，祷告不只是只有赞美没有烦恼。我们通过耶稣在科西玛尼园的祷告呢，看到了耶稣的祷告是一种对神把自己的内心完全倾诉，把自己的痛苦恐惧完全没有保留地呈现在神的面前，最伤心的时候仍然信靠神。诗篇86:6-7说，耶和华求你聆心听我的祷告，垂听我恳求的声音，在我患难之日要求告你，因为你必应允我。在路加福音我们看到天父在听到耶稣的祷告后呢，有一位天使就从天上显现给他加添力量。耶稣同时也吩咐门徒要警醒，马太福音26:6，我们看到耶稣第一次祷告回来看见门徒们睡着了，就对门徒说，怎么样，你们不能同我警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑，你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。耶稣第二次第三次祷告回来，门徒们却仍然沉睡。耶稣说道，你们心里固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。这正是我们每一个人属于生命的写照。亲爱的兄弟姐妹们，在我们每个人孤单的时候，在我们心情沮丧的时候，不要睡着，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑，时刻牢记神与我们同在。阿们。
之间，那十二个门徒里的犹大来了，并有许多人带着刀棒从祭司长和民间的长老那里与他同来。
那卖耶稣的给了他们一个暗号，说我与谁亲嘴谁就是他，你们可以拿住他。
犹大随即到耶稣跟前说，请拉比安，就与他亲嘴。
耶稣对他说，朋友，你来要做的事就做吧。于是那些人上前下手拿住耶稣。
有跟随耶稣的一个人伸手拔出刀来，将大祭司的仆人砍了一刀，削掉了他一个耳朵。
耶稣对他说，收刀入鞘吧，凡动刀的必死在刀下。
你想我不能求我父，现在为我差遣十二营多天使来吗？
若是这样，经上所说事情必须如此的话，怎么应验呢？
当时耶稣对众人说，你们带着刀棒出来拿我，如同拿强盗吗？我天天坐在店里教训人，你们并没有拿我。
但这一切的事成就了，为了应验先知书上的话，当下门徒都离开他逃走了。
主耶稣，让我们来纪念你所受的苦难以及为我们所成就的一切。主，我们真的要说，我们无法体验你所受的苦悲，但我们仍尽我们的心，尽我们的性，尽我们的力来爱你，来追随你。 求主你给我们一颗单纯的心能够来爱，给我们能够明白你的救恩，给我们洞察真理能够来追随，让我们每一个人来效法你所做的，而不是虚度我们有限的时光。感谢祷告奉靠耶稣的名，阿们。
马太福音26:57，拿耶稣的人把他带到大祭司该亚法那里去，文士和长老已经在那里聚会，彼得远远地跟着耶稣，直到大祭司的院子，进到里面，就和差役同坐，要看这事到底怎样。69，彼得三次不认主。彼得在外面院子里坐着，有一个使女前来说，你素来也是同那加利利人耶稣一伙的。彼得在众人面前却不承认，说我不知道你说是什么。既出去到了门口，又有一个使女看见他，就对那里的人说，这个人也是同拿撒勒人耶稣一伙的。彼得又不承认，并且起誓说，我不认得那个人。过了不多的时候，旁边站的人前来对彼得说，你真是他们一党的，你的口音把你露出来了。彼得就发咒起誓地说，我不认得那个人。立时鸡就叫了。彼得讲起耶稣所说的话，鸡叫之前你要三次不认我，他就出去痛哭。
每当我读到上面这段经文，我就仿佛看到一面镜子，在镜中我看到的是我自己。是的，我也和彼得一样，我曾经立志追随主，无论什么样的环境我都不会改变。但是比如说吧，我决定参加教会的主日学，我要好好的用圣经来装备自己。但是有的时候我身体软弱的时候，工作忙碌的时候，我就会对自己说，健康也很重要，缺一两次课没有关系，自己在家里学习也可以。我想每个人或多或少我们都有这样的经历，无论我们会在我们是在语言上或者在行为上我们会不认主，但是神体谅我们的软弱，他从来不会放弃我们。我记得去年的夏天，大约是这个的时候，我被诊断有甲状腺癌。那时候呢，我的工作也有很大的压力，我的老板每天都是挑我的错，所以我真是那个时候面对健康还有工作上的双重的压力，不知道如何是好。在这个时候呢，神是信实的，我很感谢我们活水小组还有教会的每一个弟兄姊妹为我祷告，我也感谢我先生对我的支持。经过大家的祷告，我知道如何看待我老板对我的挑剔，反而成为我工作上的动力，让我尽量把工作做好，而且我学会如何就是跟老板很好的相处。我记得那时候我们常常要去开车2个小时去看病看医生，每一次我先生都特别请假陪我一起去。在这漫长的2个小时当中，我们经常在一起祷告，虽然我们有时候也会有complain， 他有时候也会有抱怨，但是当我们祷告的时候，我们就会从神那里得到力量。我们每一次祷告不光为我自己，也为每一位当时在生病中的弟兄姊妹。我记得在我做要做子宫肌瘤的手术之前，当时我们去加油，我就听到了《宝贵十架》这首歌。当时这个 CD 买了以后，我听了一段时间就放在一边，很长的时间都没有动。但是在那一天，当我听到那首歌的时候，我的眼泪马上就流下来了。我知道神当时在跟我说话，我呢非常感谢神。神安排我的先生，安排教会的弟兄姊妹，在我非常需要帮助的时候，他们在我的身边。我今天呢也特别想把这个歌词献给在座的每一位。他是这么写的，他说，主耶稣，我感谢你，你的身体为我而舍， 带我出黑暗进入光明国度，使我再次能看见。主耶稣，我感谢你，你的宝血为我而流，宝贵十架上医治恩典永流，使我完全得自由。我为什么特别喜欢这首歌词？因为无论我们现在是一个基督徒还是一个非基督徒，我们有时候或多或少都会行在黑暗中，但是我们真的求神能够带领我们出黑暗进入光明国度。而且我特别也把每一位现在在生病中的弟兄姊妹放在神的手上，求他在十字架上的大能医治我们，不仅医治我们的身体，更医治我们的灵魂。我们感谢神，虽然有时候我们软弱，但是神从来没有放弃我们，因为神知道我们爱他。下面就把我们活水小组愿意把这首诗歌献给大家。你知道我爱你。
羞辱和残忍的钉死在十字架上的苦难，我们知道因为你流的宝血我们得到了洗净，因为你舍弃的生命我们得到了完全的救赎。亲爱的主耶稣，你知道我们是多么的爱你，就像彼得一样听了你的召唤就会去跟随你，并发誓愿意为你舍命。但是当你被钉十字架时，他却背弃你，三次不认你。主耶稣，你知道我们的光景真的是和彼得一样，我们扪心自问，我们何止三次不认主？有时心内没有主，遇上不公义的时候会扮作看不见，或者因为软弱惧怕，从心理到行为时常会犯罪，这每一项都是在不认主。但是主耶稣，我们的神，你不因为我们的背弃而冷淡我们，你会用你那很久宽大的爱来宽恕我们，鼓励我们，把你的恩典永远地加添在我们的身上。 亲爱的主耶稣，让我们今天坐在这里，想起那很久宽容的爱，为我们这样对你脆弱的爱感到羞愧。亲爱的主耶稣，让我们今天在这里因着你的生命宝血和你很久的大爱来坚固我们的信心，让我们对你的爱从今以后没有软弱，没有恐惧，时时刻刻分分秒秒从内心和行为是真正的爱你，去荣耀你。以上的祷告是奉耶稣基督圣名而求，阿们。
被钉十字架的时候，你在哪里？很多的弟兄姐妹会说，我那时候2000年之前我还没有出生，我怎么知道我在哪里？今天在纪念耶稣为我们受难的时候，我告诉你，我们都在十字架下面。以赛亚书53:4说道，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。有时我一想到，心里就会颤抖。为什么颤抖？为我们的过犯惊惧颤抖。我们的过犯是何等的大，竟然需要把神的儿子钉在十字架上，才能把我们救赎回来。 为什么颤抖？为神的爱和恩典而颤抖。神的恩典是何等的丰盛，当我们还抵挡他的时候，就我们为我们死。罗马书说道，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还是罪人的时候就为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。为什么颤抖？为我们如此看清耶稣为我们所流的血而颤抖。廉价的恩典是教会致命的仇敌，他宣扬罪得赦免已经沦为一般的真理。人们认为只要在头脑里同意这种概念，就是可以获得赦罪的凭据。我们有时候只是把耶稣为我们受难当作一个故事来听，当作一个电影来看。然而当耶稣基督钉在十字架上的时候，他明明地看着我们，看着我翟爱磊，看着旭光，看着各位，看着逆兰，看着红军，看着牧师，他说，我的血是为你而流，是为我们每一个人而流。当耶稣的血洁净了我们，让我们与父神之间的幔子被撤除，我们与父神之间再没有阻隔。然而当我们跟随耶稣的时候，我们把一些事情放在我们和耶稣中间，阻挡我们到神那里去。我们把很多的事情看得比耶稣基督更重要，看得比耶稣基督的宝血更宝贵。我们可以为工作，为金钱，为骄傲，甚至为最终之乐而看清耶稣为我们所经历的苦难和流的宝血。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，耶稣在你们的心中位置在哪里？我们愿意把这位为我们死的救主放在首位吗？今天我挑战弟兄姐妹们，把自己心里放在耶稣之前的一件事换成耶稣基督。你说我做不到，神若帮助我们，如果你愿意，谁能抵挡我们呢？靠着爱我们的主，我们在一切事上已经得胜有余了。我们把一件件事，我们的工作，我们的金钱挪开，换成耶稣基督，我们就可以成圣。最后我们为什么要战斗？我们一想到将来与神同在得荣耀而欢喜战斗。启示录让我们仅仅看到一点点新天新地就美得不得了。看了神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀哭嚎疼痛。神要将生命的泉水白白地赐给那些口渴的人喝，得胜的必承受这些为业。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，亲爱的朋友们，一件不值得我们去死的事情，就不值得我们去为他活。我们会愿意为我们的房子去死吗？我们会愿意去为我们的车子死吗？我们会愿意去为我们的工作去死吗？ No， 我们不愿意。所以那些事情都不值得我们为他而活。然而耶稣基督为了我们的神，为了我们而死，我们是不是应该为他而活？
Thank you. words above him which read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise."
These verses are important to us because what it means. And it means that God will accept us and forgive us and forgive us of our sins, no matter what we do, no matter how many times we mess up, and that it doesn't matter when we accept Christ, whether it's at the beginning of our lives, in the middle, or at the end, like the criminal that was said there, the second criminal. And what really matters is just that we truly believe, and if we believe and we admit our sins, God will forgive us and we will have salvation through Jesus.
It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." When all the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away.
So I arrived home from Covenant College on Lookout Mountain, Georgia today, and I arrived home this morning, and I brought back some insight that I learned while at Jessica's College, and I thought I should share it with everyone today. As you probably all know, today is Good Friday, and it's a time for us to reflect on what Christ has sacrificed for us through his death on the cross. When we think about it, there are many mixed emotions. Are we supposed to be happy? Are we sad? In America, we call it Good Friday. In Greek, it's called Holy and Great Friday. In German, Sorrowful Friday. Whatever it is called now, it is believed to have come from the name God's Friday. During this time, we think of God's love and his sacrifice for us on the cross. One act that I found very important during this whole process was the tearing of the veil. By removing the separation between God and man through Jesus Christ's death, we have free access to God. What we should remember today for the rest of our lives and for the people that come after us is how immortal and permanent the separation is, how the separation has been removed. The veil has been torn in half, and it can't be put together again. This permanent communication with God is our gift, if we choose to accept it. It's everyone's gift, whoever can accept it. And if God is able to love even those who crucify him, whether they're Jews or Romans or Gentiles, we too should be a model of Christ and love everyone as well. We can't choose only to be merciful or kind to the people who are nice to us or who like us. We must love like Jesus did, even the people who persecute us and who are mean to us and who hate us because they don't understand us. Even when it becomes to be impossible for us, when it seems like all of our efforts are in vain, when we love people and they don't love us back, no matter how much we try, it seems when all of our cares is a falls on deaf ears, when people won't listen, we must remember that our shortcomings were also accepted by Christ Jesus. And our ignorance was also accepted by Christ Jesus. And when we have no more love inside of us, we must remember that God has loved us, and it is God's love that we can share with others when we fall short. When we think, "Oh, this person doesn't deserve my patience or doesn't deserve my love after I've tried so hard," we can remember that God was patient with us, ourselves. And if God is willing to wait all of our lifetime to accept him and all of the people that are coming after us until his second coming, we too can wait all of our lifetime to love those who we need to love and who are searching for the kingdom of God. So we can use God's everlasting love to replace our finite and mortal one. Can everyone please stand as we sing "The Nails in Our Hands" one more time?
Thank you.
me just suggest that everybody just stand up for a second, and I want you to greet someone tonight who is not in your small group, okay? Not in your small group. OK, 晚上好。 All right, 请坐。 All right, it's good to see everybody tonight. We call it Good Friday, like Angie said, and it's given various names by a lot of other people in the world. But everybody will agree that it is a significant day. It's a significant Friday. It's a significant day unlike any other. Now, someone who didn't know anything about the Passion Week or Good Friday might think tonight was very strange. Now, not because of you. You guys sounded great. You know something? I found out something tonight. There are a lot of people in this church who can sing. Okay? I said, oh my gosh, this is great. And it's strange because we talk about these tragic events, but then we say something happy about them. How strange is that? How strange is that? Someone who's a stranger would say to themselves, my goodness, they're talking about all these bad things, and yet they're talking about things like hope. They're talking about someone betraying their friend, and the person still calling them their friend. They're talking about denying somebody, and then the person is still saying, but I still love you. I denied you, but I still love you. Okay? These are very strange things by themselves. But when you just take those things and you put them together with the reflections that you share, it helps people to realize that what you are doing is what God was doing with us, which is moving from shame and disgrace, the shame and disgrace of sin, to the hope and joy of salvation. You're able to say in the midst of all this bad things and this very strange evening, all right, thank you, Lord. That is a wonderful thing. And so the message that I have for you tonight is about how we move from the shame of our sin to the hope of a new life. When we do a couple of things, first of all, we have to act. We have to make a decision and choose to act on faith in Christ. That's one of the things we have to do, right? We have to respond to these sufferings. They have to mean something to us. And then we have to realize that when we respond to these sufferings, there will be consequences. There will be consequences because of the communities that we come from, perhaps consequences for our former ways of life, and even consequences for our purpose for living. It will change. And so what the gospel is doing on Good Friday is it's saying to you, things got all messed up, and you have to relearn how to live life. That's what we want to say. And so let's go to the next slide here. Okay, let's go to one more slide. Ah, that one. Yes, that one. That's a crazy slide. People are saying to themselves, what is going on? The sun has turned black and they don't know what has happened here with this Jesus guy. And an earthquake has happened. And the strangest thing happens because all of a sudden, the centurion says, this guy must have been the Son of God. This must have been a righteous man. We have executed an innocent man. Okay? And we've heard most of the story from the small groups. But there's one part of the story that we have not heard yet. And that's Jesus' burial. And so we're going to talk about that. Because the two people who were responsible for Jesus' burial did something very, very strange. You see, that night,
all of Jesus' disciples, they left him. They went hiding into secret. Most of them, anyway. Okay? Heard about Peter denying him, right? But while they were hiding in secret, two of the secret disciples come forward. How crazy is that? And decided, we've never done anything with Jesus before. This is the time for us. This is the time for us to do that. That is the crazy thing about this entire Good Friday and all the different things that happen. And so this is what I want you to remember from this evening and from the next scripture that we're going to go through. That God wants to use us regardless of who we are, what we've done, or where we are in life, like Jerry said. God wants to use Good Friday for us to remember that we were placed on trial. You see, it wasn't Jesus who was placed on trial. Jesus was just a stand-in. He was a substitute. We were placed on trial. But God used Jesus that day to release us. And then finally, I want you to remember how God wants to use the cross as our turning point in life. It's never too late. You will come up against some things in your life in the future, and you really don't know if you're going to have the strength to get through it or not. You hope you will. But when things like cancer strikes, and when things happen when you lose your job, and things happen when your friends betray you, and other things happen, bad accidents, you say to yourself, Lord, what in the world am I going to do about these things? And that's when the cross will become the turning point for your life. And maybe it may not be you. You may be helping somebody else get through these things. But it will make an incredible difference. We learned in 1 John, there's no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Remember that verse of Scripture, because the two secret disciples, they came forward, but they were afraid. They were very afraid, and they had every reason to be afraid. Now, all this is important because we said before, the Bible assures us, and Jerry and Angie said that to us, that no matter what we do in life, regardless of the impact, good or bad, if you're a child of God, there's always hope. But you know something? Here's the other part. It's not free. It does cost you something. And you know what it costs you? You have to be willing to repent. You have to make a decision. I want to change the way I do things. You have to be willing to respond in love. And you have to be able to demonstrate that through your life and actions. And so I'm going to use the examples of these two people, these two secret believers. They were part of the Jewish Supreme Council called the Sanhedrin. And they'll be our example. I'm going to pray briefly and we're going to go through the text and our message. Father in heaven, we're grateful that we have Good Friday as a way for us to reflect on the events that took place the day you put us on trial. And we pray, Lord God, you'll give us insight and wisdom as to how we should take these things. And what we should leave with as we go through this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, if we go back one slide, we find that we have this on the scriptures up there on the screen. Why don't you go ahead and read it along with me? I know it's going to sound a little confusing, but it's a strange, Good Friday is a strange day. So read it with me in Chinese or in English. I'm going to read it in English. Let's read it together. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now, Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jews. And with Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices and strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was a Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Let's go to the next slide. Now, in other places in the Bible, we are told that Joseph and Nicodemus are wealthy men. they aren't just members of the Jewish High Council, okay? They have, and they're men of influence, men of power and standing, you know? And so, they have this relationship with Jesus that they don't want to tell anybody about. It's a funny thing. It says in John chapter 12, in your Bibles, they're secret believers because they love praise from men more than praise from God. That's what it says in John chapter 12, verses 42 to 43. Have you ever felt yourself, maybe at your job, maybe when you go visit your family or your relatives, maybe when you're just out in public someplace, that it's inconvenient to be a Christian? Maybe you won't say grace this time. Or maybe just because somebody on the airplane is talking about religion, you just don't want to participate. And you say to yourself, oh man, I don't want to do this right now. You know? Or maybe you don't want to talk about evolution anymore. There's so many different times we can say to ourselves, this is not good. Well, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, they could rationalize this too. We are members of the High Council. We could probably do Jesus more good here than we can if people know that we are believers. No, they can rationalize this too. We don't want them to really know. But you know something? Were they doing it for that reason, or are they saying to themselves, you know, if we let them know we're Christians, we're going to get kicked out. We could even get killed. Okay. So where is their faith? What happened to them? Where is the cross they were supposed to pick up at that particular time? Okay, I talk to the youth group sometime. You know what I talk to them about? I talk to them about a movie called The Matrix. Any of you guys seen The Matrix? Well, a lot of people probably have seen The Matrix, right? And there's this part of the movie where they have to take Neo, I think his name is, has to say, take a pill, right? And is it Orpheus or Morpheus? Morpheus. Morpheus says, okay, there's two pills here. One's a what color pill? Red pill. And what's the other pill?
Blue.
Blue. I heard somebody say blue. If you take the red pill, everything will remain the way it was. Okay? You can live out your life, your dreams, your fantasy. Everything's okay. But if you take the blue pill, what's going to happen? Change. Reality. Truth. And that's what's happening here. Nicodemus and Joseph had to make a choice on the strangest of days when all the disciples were hiding and they were the ones who had the most to lose. They had to choose to come forward. And so I want to make this first point that God wants to use us regardless of who we are, what we've done, or where we are in life. You know something? They denied Jesus. They wouldn't say that they were Christians. And now, guess what? They're going to go up to Pontius Pilate. And they are going to say, we want the body of Jesus, the body of a criminal. You know what happens to bodies on the cross? Do you know what happens to them after the criminals die? They let them rot. They let them rot right there on the cross. You know? Have you ever smelled something that was dead? Yeah, somebody laughed. They know what it smells like. That's an awful smell. It's an awful smell. But they make them let them rot for an example. And they only make an exception in some cases where friends or family say, give that body to me. And you know what happens? That family member or friend is instantly identified with the criminal. And so Joseph and Nicodemus, Joseph goes to Pilate and says, give me the body. You know what? All of a sudden, everybody knows that he is a friend of Jesus. And all of a sudden, it's no longer a secret. And do you know how well known it was at that time? There are a few events in the Bible, in the New Testament, that are recorded in every single gospel. Right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. This event, Joseph of Arimathea, is recorded in all four gospels. That's how important it was to them. Wow! He actually came forward when everybody was hiding. And asked about this thing. And so they did that. They were associated with criminals then. But you know what it was for them? It was a release. They finally came out of hiding. They came out of the darkness and they came into the light. And then everybody knew something was different about Joseph and Nicodemus. They became a part of the community of believers. They left their old community because they were definitely, they would get kicked out of the synagogue and they would get kicked out of their communities. I know and I met a believer in Turkey. Turkey's a Muslim country. He became a Christian. And when he became a Christian, he was a high-ranking official. He lost his job. And he lost his house. He lost his friends. And members of his family would not talk to him anymore. That's what it cost him. But when he saw me arrive in Turkey, he was filled with joy. And he was sharing about his experience. You know, he said, you know something? For the longest time, I didn't want to tell anybody I was a Christian. And then finally, when I told them I was a Christian, all my joy came to me. He escorted me through Turkey, through 3,000 miles around the country. And all he could talk about was the joy he had as a Christian. Although he lost everything, that's what he talked about. All right? And so Joseph and Nicodemus are in all four Gospels now for everybody to remember. The second thing we said, that God wants to use Good Friday for our trial. And that's exactly what it was. God judged us on Good Friday. Now, he judged us at some other times, right? The Bible tells us in Genesis 6:5, it says, "The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time." And you know what it says then? The Lord was grieved that he made man on the earth. And his heart was filled with pain. Has your heart ever been filled with pain? Because, you know, that's what happened with Jesus. You see, we were on trial, but Jesus stood in for us. And so at some point, Jesus knew that God had left him alone. And you know what he said? He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, Jesus died a lot earlier than they expected him to. And many people believe that Jesus died then of the pain in his heart. He died of a broken heart. And he finally gave it up and he said, it is finished. That's it. I've done everything that I was supposed to do. You see, God judged us back in Genesis 6:5 and earlier. And he caused a great flood to come and wipe out everybody because it was just too bad. Things were too bad. He decided not to do that the next time. He decided, no, I'm not going to do things that way. I'm going to send a Savior into the world, and his name is going to be Jesus. He will be God with them. He'll be a king. And you know what happened? At that time, people presented gifts to him. You know who presented gifts to kids know this. Who presented gifts to Jesus when he was born? Wise men, right, the wise men. And what gifts did they present? Incense, gold and myrrh. And guess what they're doing with Jesus' body now? They are using myrrh. They're using myrrh. They're preparing his body, not just for his death and burial, they're preparing his body also for his resurrection. Jesus, when he gets up out of the ground, he's not going to smell like dead flesh. Jesus is going to smell good. He has 75 pounds of perfume and spices surrounding him. Now, if someone were to dump 75 pounds of perfume on you, any of the women in here, do you think we would know it when they came through the door? That's what's one thing I always wondered, you know, in the garden on Resurrection Sunday, why they didn't notice Jesus from the smell. Something smells really good around here, you know? Maybe that's Jesus, you know? I don't know. But 75 pounds of spices. They were preparing Jesus there. They were really doing that. And so God judged us on Friday. And then Jesus said it was completed. The judgment was done. But this is what he's also said. John 3:17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is our judgment now. That's our judgment. Look what I did on the cross, okay? That's what you should accept. And then finally, we say the cross is our turning point in life. That's what God wants to do. He wants to use the cross as your turning point in life. And so what happened with Joseph and with Nicodemus is they had an opportunity to show that they were not just secret disciples. They had an opportunity to show that they really loved Jesus. Have you had that opportunity to show that you really love Jesus? It was important for Joseph and Nicodemus to respond then, and they left the community they were part of. You know why? Because when they touched that dead body, they could not participate in the most important event of the week. You know what that was? Passover. They were saying, this is more important. This is our friend. This is now our Lord. You have killed him, but we know that there is still hope. So they're burying him, and they're preparing his body, and they're letting their friends and family know, this is what's important to me now. And it will make all the difference. The cross was a turning point for their life, and so as you prepare for Easter, I want you to think about all the things you heard from the small groups, the songs. Think about the reflections and how they come together, because they say, this is your time for you, if you are not a Christian, to accept Christ and for the cross to be a turning point in your life. And if you are a Christian, this is your time to reflect and recommit your life to Christ, to say, what secret part of myself am I keeping from Christ? What do I need to allow Him to release this Sunday? And what joy should I share with the world, because Jesus has truly set me free when this weekend is done? And so, that's how you become a part of the community of the faithful, like Joseph and Nicodemus. They went from being afraid to realizing perfect love cast out all fear, and being able to say, it's okay now. Jesus said it's finished, and it's really finished. So, you have to respond in love, you have to be bold in your faith, and you have to know that the Holy Spirit would truly make a difference. God wants to use you. Jesus has set you free. The cross is your turning point. Let's pray, and then we will celebrate the Lord's Supper. Father in heaven, we're thankful for this opportunity that we have had to experience Good Friday in a different way, to hear from each other. What is there about Good Friday that makes it different, makes it strange, but makes it something that is reasonable, that makes it important to you because of what you have done in our lives? Father, may it always continue to make a difference in our life. May it make a difference this weekend as we prepare ourselves for Resurrection Sunday, where we can truly rejoice and revisit that time when our Lord is resurrected all over again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. All right, let us prepare our minds and hearts now in quiet meditation for the Last Supper. Okay. That was the event that took place before the first group. I believe the Fang Chou group was up there. And then the Last Supper would take place. Pastor Biao is going to assist me in this.
他刚刚说到我们待会要一同来领受圣餐。
I'm going to ask Hong Jung and Ying Chang if they'll come.
请两位长老待会为饼和杯来祝谢。
And just briefly pray for the bread and for the cup for us before we begin serving.
当我们开始服侍饼杯之前，我们先一同来祷告。
Afterwards, I'll ask the deacons if they can prepare to bring people forward.
当我们祷告完了以后呢，会请丽兰执事和明峰执事来。 请弟兄姐妹按着次序上来一同领受这个圣餐。
Hong Jun, if you could pray for the cup, and then Ying Chang, if you could pray for the bread afterwards, that would be great.
请洪军，我们请那个英强来为饼来祝谢。
主耶稣，你的身体为我们擘开。The
Lord, we thank you to broken your body for us.
主，你说这是天上赐给我们的粮。
He said, "This is the body is bread from heaven."
让我们因着与你的身体有份，我们就有永生。
Father, we partake in this element of your body, so we can partake in your life.
就让你这永恒的生命充满在我们里面。
May this eternal life be filled with us.
让你的爱也与我们永远同在。
May your love be present until the eternity.
我们感谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
同声。
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的血为我们而流。
Your blood shedding for us.
把那被卖的夜，你 拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血与我们所立的新约。
On betrayal the night, you took the cup, said, "This is the cup represented my blood to shedding for us. Is the new covenant for you and me."
借着这约，主你主般的祝福在这约中都一一的兑现。
All the promise of God is in the cup.
人类所有的污秽都在这杯中被你来承担。
All creation, all the evil doer, all the sins we've done in the covenant history is upon Him.
今天所有和与你立约的人，主你的恩典就与我们同在。
All those partaking His covenant will be with you.
主，我们今天在此。在这个 Good Friday, 我们再次思念主你在十字架上所为我们做成的工作。
In this Good Friday, we reflect upon the work you've done on the cross.
让我们所有与你有约的人，我们重新反思主你给我们的救恩。
May all the people who are in a covenant with God will be gratitude and reflect meaningfully.
我们也盼望的还在徘徊，还在等待的，借着这个机会。
We also invite those who are angry and doubting to use this opportunity wisely, to take this cup and take this element. So Lord, I want to use this opportunity to represent and pronounce my public confession to you, to receive your blessing. Lord, we thank you. You give us many, many opportunities, one time another.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In name of Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, the Bible says you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And for anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. So we should remember that as we take the cup. Take the bread and cup today. Let's not do it lightly.
Oh, Pastor Craig said, 他说用哥林多前书劝勉我们，当我们来领受这饼和杯的时候，我们应该明白这是主的身体，是主的血。我们应当自省，不然的话，我们就是吃喝自己的罪了。
Now, all who true believers who have accepted Christ as their Lord, of course, are invited to share this with us. But if you remember that you have something against your brother. Something against a friend, something that you need to resolve, then you should not take the bread and the cup tonight. You should pray about those things and get those things resolved. Or if you are not a Christian, if you are not planning to be baptized at this time and have not been baptized, then you should not take the bread and the cup tonight. But for all others, we invite you to celebrate with us. Okay, as Pastor Biao and I prepare ourselves, please come forward.
I need to translate. Mm-hmm.他说到，就是说我们怎么样来领受这个圣餐是合理的圣抽呢？我们要么是神的儿女，已经受洗归入他的基督徒，你可以来领受。但是如果你是基督徒，但是你有什么样的事情，你不能够赦免其他的人，你不能够请求神的原谅，在这个时候呢，他也劝你不要来领受这个圣餐，因为你没有办法领受神的赦免。所以这个时候呢，也请你不要来领受这杯。还有呢，你如果已经觉知了，但是你还或者你今天刚刚觉知，但是你没有决定说在下次的这个我们要预备的六月份的这个受洗的时候参加受洗，那你也不要来领受。就是这是我们当我们觉知会靠他的时候，我们说我们要预备着在最短的一个时间里头来受洗归入他。
The bread and the cup will be served up front tonight.
今天的饼和杯跟平常的领受不太一样。
So the deacons will be showing you forward, and please, after you take the bread and the cup, return to your seats for quiet meditation and prayer.
当你走上来的时候，我们执事两位执事会来引你上来。在你上来的时候， 领受饼和杯，站在拿了饼，再站了杯以后，领受以后，然后默默地回到你的座位上。如果你愿意在这里祷告的话，我们许可你在这里祷告，有一个安静的时间。你 take your time, reflective, don't have to be rushed.
Amen. Okay, deacons, please prepare the congregation.
请丽兰执事和明峰执事按照前排，从前向后的这个方式，邀请每一排的人一排一排开始向前来领受这个圣餐。
Together.
the communion service with the Lord's Prayer.
我们用主导文来结束我们今天的圣餐。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了别人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永永。阿们。Almighty God, most gracious Heavenly Father, 我们伟大的神，有怜悯慈爱的天父， who gave your only Son to be the final Passover Lamb for this world. 你将你的独生爱子赐给了这个世界，作为最后的逾越节的羔羊。 You pour out on us your Holy Spirit that the reading story of his passion and the singing hymns and the praise and the thanksgiving and the reflection on his love. 愿你今天的圣灵降在我们中间，让我们今天所读的你自己的圣爱，所颂唱的圣诗和我们每一个人的反思， so we may able to recognize that Christ died for us, 以至于我们能够认出耶稣为我们而死， and proclaim him for our Savior might dedicate all we are to His service. 以及我们可以来宣称他是我们的救主，将我们的生命的一切全部献上来服侍他。Through the Christ Jesus our Lord, and in His Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名，在他的圣灵中，我们一同来说，那位从死人中复活，而在天上坐在圣父的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、做主的和今世来世的都超过了，神使万有又归顺他的脚下，让他做教会的头，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有所充满的。阿们。
Please
be seated, and after reflection, you can depart silently.